today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The United States saw another record daily rise in reported COVID-19 cases, with 60,646 on Thursday. Health experts and local leaders are blaming the fact that parts of the United States reopened too fast, and now we're living the consequences. It took less than a month, from June into July, for nationwide case numbers to jump from 2 million to 3 million. Florida is one of the nation's worst hotspots, where records for infections and fatalities continue to be broken almost daily. Officials are reportedly rethinking the massive indoor Republican National Convention now scheduled for Jacksonville next month after moving it from North Carolina due to COVID-related restrictions there. There's now talk of moving it outdoors, an outdoor event in Florida in August? Yeah, that sounds smart. The idiotic governor, Ron DeSantis, is still insisting that schools reopen for in-person classes 5 days a week and told parents on Thursday that if they think they're safe enough to visit Home Depot, their children are safe enough to attend school. How's that for logic? Oh, and Disney World is opening to the public this weekend. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization published a revised guidance on Thursday saying that the coronavirus could become airborne in some environments, so it could not rule out the possible airborne transmission of the virus in indoor crowded spaces. It mentioned choir practices, restaurants, and gyms as places where airborne transmission could occur. The WHO said that clusters traced to enclosed spaces, often with poor ventilation, could be evidence of airborne infection, but also could have been caused by infected surfaces and respiratory droplets that have long been considered the main path of infection. The WHO said further research was necessary. The new guidance came days after 239 scientists published a letter urging the organization to take a closer look at possible airborne transmission of the virus. Now on to the Supreme Court. On Thursday, they issued the final decisions for the 2019 term, and the court ruled that Donald Trump is not immune to a subpoena for his financial records from a New York prosecutor. And in another case, the court stopped House Democrats from accessing Trump's tax returns, for now anyway, while affirming its oversight duties, sending the case back to the lower courts with a roadmap of sorts explaining that Congress must narrow its requests. So, the Supreme Court blocked House Democrats from accessing Trump's financial records, but ruled he is not immune to a subpoena for his financial documents from a New York prosecutor. A CNN analyst called it a stinging rebuke of the president, who has repeatedly claimed he's above the law when it comes to things like subpoenas. However, we almost certainly will not see any of that tax information before the November elections. In the decision, the court handed the case back to a lower court, meaning it'll take a while for anything to manifest. Though this will probably be a big problem for Trump when he leaves office. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote both of the 7-2 majority opinions, and the dissenters in both rulings were Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, which means that Trump's two hand-picked Supreme Court justices both voted against him. The court's biggest smackdown was a rebuke of Trump's ridiculous claims of absolute immunity. Roberts wrote, quote, "We have twice denied absolute immunity claims by presidents in cases involving allegations of serious misconduct." Separately on Thursday, the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, ruled that a large swath of Oklahoma belongs to the Muskogee or Creek Nation. The decision could upend the state's authority over much of the land and restrict it from taxing or prosecuting tribal members on the reservation. And in other news, more PPP abuse uncovered, this time from an organization that knows abuse. An Associated Press analysis of the data released this week found that after some vigorous lobbying, the U.S. Catholic Church received at least $1.4 billion in taxpayer-backed funds aimed at coronavirus relief, with many millions of dollars going to dioceses that have paid huge settlements or sought bankruptcy protection because of clergy sexual abuse cover-ups. The church's haul may have reached or even exceeded $3.5 billion, making a global religious institution with more than a billion followers among the biggest winners in the U.S. government's pandemic relief efforts. Lovely. And finally, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, on Thursday told the House Armed Services Committee that Russia has been supplying, quote, training, money, weapons, propaganda, and a lot of other things to the Taliban for years, and that the Trump administration was, quote, perhaps not doing as much as we could or should to stop this. Huh? In June, the New York Times reported that there's intelligence indicating Russia paid bounties to Taliban-linked militants to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan. When asked, Milley said the military is, quote, going to get to the bottom of it, this bounty thing, if in fact there's bounties directed by the government of Russia or any of their institutions to kill American soldiers, that's a big deal. We don't have that level of fidelity yet. End quote. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.